So it's good to be here. I live in Sheffield. I don't come from Sheffield. I don't even come from Suffolk, actually. And some of you, you may not know why I'm dressed as I am. You might think that's my normal clothing. But some of you might think, why has she come dressed like this? I'd hope you look at me and think, she's come in funny clothes, she's in the wrong place. But today we're thinking about a dress code, what is appropriate for the occasion. In Sheffield, at the church we go to, there are many Nigerians, and they like having parties, especially birthday parties. And on the invitation, it always says dress code, and a particular colour is chosen, pink or white or peach. Crew's chosen white. And so men and women, mostly women, have to scour their wardrobes for the allotted colour. And we arrive and you immediately know you're at the right party because you're wearing the right colour. And you know you belong. So what we wear shows a sign of respect for those with whom we're gathering. And as a okay, sometimes it does. As a female, when it's a wedding, we would take a lot of time to choose a nice dress to wear. But I wonder if you've ever turned up to an event in the wrong clothes. I'll give you a moment to call out or remember if you did. I don't know. Anyone got a situation? Yeah? That was specially chosen, maybe? Yeah, anyone else got anything that they were so embarrassed they turned up? Yeah?
When Jane's father died, his ashes were scattered at Dunwich Heath, and I was voted in for the person to do the honour. And I waded out a little way, not seeing a giant wave coming up behind me, and the wind changed. So I got smothered in ash, covered in water. My brother-in-law, who's twice the size of me, said, "Never mind, Colin," and we were going to a restaurant afterwards. And he said, "I've got some clothes you can change into." So his trousers were twice as big, his shirt was twice the size, and my hair was all matted. And I walked into this pub in Westleton with a big restaurant at the back. And as I walked through, you could just feel the eyes following me as I walked through.
Tony and I went to his cousin's funeral. And we dutifully dressed in, he'd got a black suit and I'd got black trousers, black top. We had not got the message that everyone was meant to be wearing brightly coloured clothes.
When we used to go on holiday and it'd be really hot, my mum would be in her bikini looking all, you know, and I'd be in my swimsuit and there would be Dad and he'd have his full length trousers on, his socks, his shoes, and a shirt. I think he lost the tie. But I never, ever, ever saw him like in swimming shorts. He was always fully dressed, whatever the occasion, whatever the heat.
So as a five-year-old, I went to school in some what they called baby doll pyjamas, but I'd forgotten to take the lower bit off. And I was so embarrassed. Nobody else would have known. I had my other skirt on, but of course I cried with embarrassment and didn't know where to put myself. So I think God has dress codes. We're going to hear about them. In Sheffield, we've been following the story of the people of Israel as they came out, and I thought I would bring you this section of their journey. So in Exodus 19, we read of a very significant moment for the people of Israel. The people had been walking for 3 months from Egypt. God had told them that this was the time to let the people know they were a treasured possession, that these people were to be a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. They were to be God's showcase to the people and nations around them. This was an immensely special occasion. And to mark this, the people were told they were to wash their clothes and not to take part in their usual daily activities. This was to be the moment they were to meet with the God who had brought them out of Egypt. And God wanted them to know how he wanted them to relate towards each other and to him. He said, if you live like this, I will bless you and things will go well for you. This was God's covenant with them. He was committing himself to them and he wanted them to be committed to him and his expectations towards relating to each other and the world around. So this was a special occasion. God said, clean up, tidy up. So as with any special occasion, they knew how special it was because they had to prepare themselves. But I do wonder about this for the poor Israelites. Was it as hard as I imagine? They'd hurriedly run out of their houses. They'd traveled a long distance on dusty roads. Then they'd got walked through a muddy riverbed. And then again, more walking through the sandy desert, more camping. And then the message from Moses, clean up, come nice and tidy. There's to be a special announcement. So, well, as best they could, they came prepared. They were to meet the God who had brought them out of Egypt. And not only that, this God was about to meet them. I wonder how they felt. Like a bride prepared for the bridegroom, would they look good enough? What to wear? The dress code. However, it wasn't just their outward appearance. Their hearts and minds were to be ready for this meeting. They were to have a break from the daily routines of life. This was a moment to stop and focus on the God who was going to reveal himself. God was coming to ask them to promise to keep the laws he needed for them to create a good relationship with each other and himself. God was going to be saying, I need you and want you to live like this. I have chosen you to live as my example on earth. You are to be my example to the nations around you so that I can show them what I am like. I am committed to you. Show by keeping these laws that you are committed to me. So the people stood before the Mount Sinai while they were on the covenantal commitment in which they were to be asking to share. God was committing. 20, we read of the Ten Commandments to follow to show that they were going to be his good, honorable people. Sometimes, as we read later in the Bible, this went well, and they were obedient, and things did go well. But, as we know, as time went on, the people of Israel did not follow God's laws, and they brought disgrace upon his name. It was time for a new dress code. This time, the dress code God required was for Jesus to take the form of human flesh. John writes, the word Jesus became flesh and made a dwelling amongst us. Jesus was to be God's new covenant, for the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Jesus was to show the new relationship that was to have with the people he had created. Luke, we read, Jesus said, this is the new covenant. Jesus was the new covenant. He became our example to follow, but he didn't leave us to try to work it out on our own. This time he sent the Holy Spirit to be our guide. And so we come to our third dress code. Christ knew that we could not meet God, whatever our best efforts. We could not keep the laws the Israelites had been asked to do. At the exact time that the Jewish community was celebrating Shavuot in Acts, we read that God sent the Holy Spirit. And now believers were to be dressed in the Holy Spirit. And no longer do we have to dress and make ourselves clean to meet God. We come covered by the blood of Christ. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. In Revelation 7:14, we can be one of those for whom they saw those who had been washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And by trusting in the sacrifice of Jesus to cleanse us from our sinful ways and thoughts, we can be made clean and we can come to the throne of God. Now we come to God dressed in clothes washed in the blood of the Lamb. But it's not for our benefit that we are clothed. just as the Israelites were to be given the law to live as an example to the nations around them, God, of the God they believed in, so are we to be his witnesses in our communities. We are to be his witnesses as recovered people, but not in our own strength, but with the power of the Holy Spirit. And just as the Israelites needed to prepare themselves to meet with God, for him to reveal himself to them, so we should take time to prepare ourselves to meet the task he is revealing us each day. Yes, we can chat to God as